Picture. From the glamorous movie capital of the world, we bring you Stars in the Air. Our play tonight, It Started With Eve. Our starring players, Charles Coburn, Vanessa Brown, and Robert Stack. Our stage, the famous Green Gill Theater. Good evening. This is John Jacobs. And welcome again to Stars in the Air, Hollywood's combined and generous contribution to your listening pleasure. Tonight, it's a blithe bit of transcribed nonsense with three popular stars blending laughter and sentiment into a delightful and highly satisfying romance. Stars in the Air is happy to bring you Robert Stack, Vanessa Brown, and Charles Coburn in Universal International's charming motion picture, It Started With Eve. Jonathan Redding, the multimillionaire, has made news all his life, and now he's making news again. To be exact, he's dying.
Hope he kicks off with the last edition. We'll have the biggest front page since the Chicago fire.
Boy, and what a break for Congress. His inheritance tax ought to balance the budget.
Give the country a food surplus, too.
Ever see him eat?
Yeah, I watched him at a banquet once. He didn't order a steak, he ordered a cow.
But whatever our friends of the press may think, old Redding's son, Jonathan Jr., is really crazy about his dad. He's flown back from Mexico to hear his father's last words. And now, as he leans anxiously over the bed.
Junior, tell me about her.
Who, Dad?
The girl you fell in love with in Mexico.
Oh, well, they're a Boston family. Been down there for years and... Please, Dad, that can wait.
I want to see her, Junior.
Certainly. She flew up with me, and she and her mother at the hotel. The first thing tomorrow,
Now, son, now. I want to see her now. It's the last thing I'll ask.
Dad, no, you're going to get well. Dr. Harvey, better do as he says, Junior.
Hurry, son. Hurry.
All right, Dad. Dr. Harvey, isn't there any hope?
Well, these tricky pneumonia cases... I'd advise you to get the girl here.
All right, sir, I will. I'm going.
And, Junior, hurry. It may be only minutes.
That's how Ann Terry comes into the case. No, she's not a nurse. She's a checkroom girl at the hotel where Junior's fiancée is staying. And she's just heading for her dinner in the lobby drugstore when Junior comes rushing up to her.
Excuse me. Excuse me, miss. I need a girl.
And I need a lot of things, but not that bad. Good night.
Oh, no, wait, please. You don't understand. You see, my father's dying and he wants to see my fiancée, and I promised I'd bring her to him, but I can't find her. She's out somewhere. She isn't in her room, and I thought... Please, miss, please. He's dying. It's his last request, and I'll pay you for it. $50.
$50?
Come on. We haven't got a minute to lose. Here she is, Dad. I brought her to you.
I can't see. Raise the lamp.
Sure, Dad. Can you see her now?
She's pretty. I had to see her, son, to be sure you picked the right one. You've always had very poor taste in women. But not this time. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Make him happy, won't you? I spoiled him. But he's a good boy. So... keep an eye on him.
Of course.
You promise?
I promise.
No, please. Don't feel sorry for me. I've lived a long time, lived well, had more than my share of good things. And in all my life, I've never been happier than I am right now.
Dad. Dad. Better go now, Junior. Yes, Doctor. Come along, miss.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it would be like this. He's such a wonderful man.
Yes, he is a wonderful man.
never realized what he's meant to me, and now that it's too late...
I'm so sorry.
Mr. Redding, sir.
Yes, Roberts?
Miss Pennington on the phone for you, sir.
Oh, yes. Tell her I'll call her right back.
Yes, sir.
Miss Pennington? Is that your fiancé?
Yes. Now, let me see. I said $50. Here you are, Miss...
Terry. Ann Terry. I really shouldn't take any money for this, but I have been wanting to go home.
Of course.
See, I don't make much at the hotel, and it all goes for my piano lessons. I guess I'd be better off at home. I can catch the morning train for Shelbyville.
Shelbyville?
It's in Ohio. Well...
You, did a very nice thing tonight. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did you see him, miss? What happened? How is he?
What? Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm a reporter, the New York Press. Is the old man dead?
I don't know. Yes. Yes, I think he is.
Dad, are you awake? Can you hear me? Dad.
I'm hungry. Jonathan, how do you feel? I just told you I'm hungry.
Oh, Ted, you're better. You're looking fine.
Now, don't change the subject. I want my breakfast.
Of course. Nurse.
Yes, doctor?
I want you to make a nice thin slice of white toast, put it in a bowl with some lukewarm milk,
and... Are you planning to feed the cat in here? I want a steak and a snifter of brandy.
Now, Jonathan, don't be hasty.
Who's hasty? I'm hungry.
Now, just lie back and rest, Mr. Redding. I'll fix you a bowl of nice, warm toasty.
If you do, Nursie, you'll eat it yourself. What I want is a nice, hot beefsteak.
Now, Jonathan, you can't have any heavy foodie. Heavy food. If you'll just be calm.
Quack. Junior?
Yes, Dad.
Where's Gloria?
Gloria?
You don't even know your fiancé's name?
Who, my fiancé? Well, she's at the hole. I don't know where she is right now.
Well, I want to see her. Go bring her over here.
Here. You mean now?
Right now. I like her. She likes me, too.
Oh, yeah, but Dad, don't you think the strain of talking, having a visitor...
I said go and get her.
Now, Jonathan, please, all this excitement. Go on, Junior, get.
I'm going.
Now, Jonathan, you must be calm. I'll go and get a sedative.
Well, go ahead. It's just what you need.
Exactly what I'm going to get. Junior, for heaven's sake...
I know, Dr. Harvey, why don't I go? Because I can't. I don't know where she is.
Your own fiancée?
She's not my fiancée. I never saw her before in my life.
Never saw her before?
I couldn't get a hold of Gloria last night, and I thought Dad was dying. I grabbed the first girl I could. I gave her $50. She said... Doctor, what's the town in Ohio?
Toledo.
No. It's a small town. It starts with...
That's it? Shelbyville.
I'll see you, Doctor.
Junior, you're not going out to Ohio.
No, just down to catch the train.
Really, Mr. Redding, the way you grabbed me off the train, really... Well, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything except what I've told you. Let's go over it again. Gloria Pennington. Boston. Been in Mexico for years. Have you got it?
I think so.
Now, the important thing is try not to talk. If you don't say anything, you can't be tripped up.
But if I'm asked a question...
If you're not sure of the answer, just smile.
Smile?
Well, smile. Now, you can smile your way out of anything. You ready?
All right. Let's go in.
Dad, here's Gloria. Bishop Maxwell.
Good morning, my boy.
There she is, Bishop. What do you think?
Oh, Jonathan, she's even lovelier than you said.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hello, Gloria. Gloria, this is Bishop Maxwell.
How do you do?
Oh, my dear, I feel as though we're old friends.
You do?
It happens that I love Mexico, too. Wonderful country, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's so full of,
Mexican.
Yes, and they're all Mexican.
I was there quite a while myself, almost 10 years.
Really?
Oh, such a charming language. They say, el idioma alemán es para los caballos, el francés para los hombres, y el español para las mujeres. Yo digo que los españoles están en lo cierto, ¿no es así?
Oh, Bishop!
Excuse me, my dear, but that's what they say.
Now, Jonathan, I must be going. I hope you'll be in your pew for the Easter services.
I'll be there if the opposition doesn't get me first. Junior, see the bishop out.
Yes, Junior, I want to talk to you. Goodbye, Jonathan. She's attractive, Junior. Most attractive.
Yes, I guess she is, sir.
You guess?
I mean, she really is, isn't she?
I hope you're not planning a June wedding. Confidentially, I like to go camping in June.
Well, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Mr. Redding, sir.
Yes, Roberts?
That young lady's on the phone again, sir. Says she simply must talk to you this time. Says she's your fiancée.
Fiancée? Junior, your fiancée is in there.
Oh, no, sir, that's the other one. Ooh, I mean, the one in there is just a girl I picked up. That is...
My boy, this sort of life leads only to perdition.
Oh, but sir, it's not that at all. You see, I needed a girl, and...
Your father was the same way. It took me years to straighten him out. Think it over, Junior, before it's too late. Good day.
Holy cow, now I'm really in the...
Pardon, sir, the telephone.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Roberts. I'll get the hall extension. Hello? Gloria? But, Donnie, I meant to call you back. Funeral? What funeral? Oh, but that's silly, darling. The papers are crazy. Of course he isn't dead. He's getting better. That's the whole trouble. No, I didn't mean that. I'm very happy about it, but... What? Oh, no. Oh, no, darling. You can't. You can't come over here now. Well, he's too weak to talk to you anyway, and besides... Look, Gloria, stay where you are. Don't come to me. I'll come to you. Yes. Right away, darling. Goodbye.
But Mr. Redding, where could he be? He's been gone for almost an hour now.
Smart boy, that. Junior wanted us to be alone so I could really get to know you.
Oh.
Not that it was necessary. Everything I wanted to know, I knew last night, the minute you came into the room. I like you, my dear.
Do you? Would you like me to read you some of these telegrams?
No.
Oh, but there's so many of them. And from such important people. Aren't you flattered?
I'm dry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get you some water.
I said dry, not dirty. I want some brandy.
I'm afraid not. Look, here's a wire from the governor. And Walter Winchell...
Just one little sip.
Not even one. And the mayor... And Clark Gable...
Maybe if I could just hold a glass and sniff a little.
No. And here's a wire from the president. Isn't that wonderful? And two from the senators. And one from Leopold Stokowski. Well, I guess I can say Stokowski, all right.
Then say it.
Stokowski! You mean you two are friends?
No, we disagree about Brahms.
But you know him? He comes here?
He eats here when he's in town.
Oh, Mr. Redding, if I could only meet him.
You will.
And play for him.
You will not. I know all about you, society girls. Time on your hands, so you'll play at music. Why don't you pick on something else?
Oh, but I'm not that way. I've studied piano for years. I've worked, and I'm good.
I said no. Stokowski comes here for pleasure.
It'll be a pleasure. Mr. Redding, please.
Well, if it means so much to you, maybe Saturday night.
I think you're wonderful.
You really do?
Oh, yes.
You really like me, eh?
Yes.
Do anything for me?
Yes.
Even get me a little glass?
No.
Well, it never hurts to try.
But, Mr. Redding, coming down those stairs all by yourself.
So what? I've done it 1,000 times.
And drinking brandy, sir.
Done that, too, just about as often.
But the doctor, sir, he'll be most upset.
Good. Where the devil is the old quack?
Had a touch of nervous indigestion, sir. I believe he went to see a doctor. But he should be back any minute now. Oh, there he is now, sir. Just came in the door. He'll be very upset.
Here, take this.
Oh,
take
but,
this
sir,
Mr. Roberts, Jonathan! What are you doing here?
I live here.
How'd you get downstairs?
I slid down the banister.
Now, Jonathan, you know you should... What's that?
That? Oh, that's Roberts, my butler.
What's that in his hand?
Well, if it isn't a glass. And brandy in it, too. Roberts,
What do you mean by drinking brandy in my presence?
Cut it off, Jonathan. He's not drinking that brandy of his own free will.
He's not? Oh, I forgot. I asked him to drink it. I enjoy the aroma. He drinks it, and I smell it. Any objections?
Well, no, but...
Very well, Roberts. You can go now. And remember, whenever you are around me, you drink brandy.
Yes, sir.
Now then, Jonathan, let's... Say, where's your nurse?
Funny, I couldn't find her anywhere. Looked all over. Do you suppose she drinks?
Sir Redding! Oh, this is where you are. It isn't exactly where you said you were going. I waited 20 minutes up there before I found that the bathroom had another door.
Next time, come right in. Bring your friends. Who's that? Junior, that you?
Dad. Are you downstairs?
Couldn't be a trick done with mirrors. Couldn't get a mirror large enough.
It's wonderful to see you up again. Where's Gloria?
Practicing the piano, I guess.
The piano?
What a girl. I've never seen anyone so excited in my life.
Excited?
What's she excited about, Jonathan?
The party. The party I'm giving her.
You're giving her a party?
Saturday night. She wants to play for Stokowski. I thought we might as well have our close friend, just a couple of hundred or so, announce your engagement.
Jonathan, you can't. It's impossible. Where are your pills?
Oh, go away. I don't want any pills.
Who's talking about you? I need one myself.
You've just heard Act One of Universal International's romantic comedy, It Started With Eve, starring Vanessa Brown, Charles Coburn, and Robert Stack. Act Two will follow in just a moment, but first a few words on a serious subject. Music of the salons and jam sessions, music to sing along with and to knit to. Two solid hours of great tunes from the great shows, numbers they made big in the vaudeville circuits. Pop pieces played in the cafes and night spots from coast to coast. Yes, with Earl Wrightson, Georgie Price, and three big singing casts, with Alfredo Antonini's orchestra, Ray Block's music, Paul Weston's tunes, and Robert Q's waxworks. It's two solid hours of music to live to, Friday nights, on most of these same CBS radio stations. And now back to the Screen Guild Theater, where Stars in the Air brings you Charles Coburn, Robert Stack, and Vanessa Brown in the amusing second act of It Started With Eve. Well, our little girl from the hotel check room is living for only one thing now, Saturday night, when she'll play for Stokowski. What time she isn't spending with Junior's father, she's at her boarding house practicing like mad, until Junior drops in and throws her off key.
I appreciate the great job you've done, but now that father's out of danger, well... Here's your check. You can get that train now.
But, well, I mean, to leave so suddenly. Well, what's your father going to think?
Well, I'll tell him we quarreled, broke our engagement.
But you...
Now, don't you worry. Just leave it to me.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it, Junior.
It's hard for me to believe, too. I thought she was crazy about me, Dad. But what a temper. Wow.
She seemed like such a nice girl. So mild, so gentle.
Mild? Gentle? Hey, now you see this bump on my head? With her handbag. Oh,
I don't see any...
Oh, and Dad, I didn't want to tell you this, but... You know what she called you?
What?
Now, you won't think too badly of her.
What did she call me?
A pompous, self-indulgent, overbearing imitation of a dictator.
She said that?
And she said I took after you.
Well, I don't know what to say. I thought she liked me. I know she liked me.
May I come in?
Gloria.
Gloria.
Junior, forgive me, if you can. I'm a silly girl. I'm spoiled. It's my terrible temper. I don't deserve any happiness. You really shouldn't take me back.
No, there's no need for tears.
Junior, dear, say you forgive me, please.
I will.
Well, say something.
I will. All right, I will. I'll say something. This girl... Girl is...
For heaven's sake, say you forgive her.
All right, Dad. All right, I forgive her.
Well, that's better.
Dad, are you all right?
I'm fine. Fact is, I always did like a girl with spirit enough to... Young lady, what was that you called me? A pompous, self-indulgent imitation of a dictator. Well, it's true. It's me all over. Junior, you'd do well to correct these faults in yourself.
Mr. Reddy, I didn't mean it.
Go ahead. Make it up to him. Go ahead. Kiss him. Kiss him, dear.
Kiss him?
Of course. Isn't that why lovers quarrel, to kiss and make up? No, don't mind me.
Junior?
Yeah, all right.
That's nice. That's very nice. I wonder if that quack left any brandy in the house. Well, are we all ready for the party, Roberts?
The orchestra's here, sir. The guests are beginning to arrive, and the chef is in a perfect tizzy. I should say we're ready, sir.
I plan to announce the engagement at 11 sharp. Tell the orchestra to be ready to play something very loud.
Yes, sir.
Some of my guests may need reviving. One thing more, Roberts, about the brandy.
The brandy, sir?
Has Dr. Harvey hidden it from you?
He has, sir.
Have you hidden any from Dr. Harvey?
I have, sir.
Good.
Mr. Jonathan Redding's residence. Yes, miss. Just a moment, please. For you, sir.
Let me have it. Hello? Yes. Where are you, my dear? I'd hoped you'd be here early. What? You're not. But it's only a headache. Perhaps it will pass, and then... Going away. Without seeing me. Oh, I didn't know you felt that way. Goodbye, my dear. Goodbye. Roberts, she's not coming here. She's going away.
Really, sir? Oh, that's too bad.
It's even worse. She didn't want to see me, to say goodbye. Said she never wanted to see me again.
I'm sorry, sir.
So am I. For a lot of reasons. Roberts?
Sir?
She came to see me when I was sick.
Yes, sir. She did.
Then why shouldn't I do as much for her?
Over there and dust it off.
Dust what off?
Mr. Oh, I thought you... I asked the man downstairs to bring up my trunk and... Well, I mean...
So you really meant it. You're going away.
Yes. Tonight. 11:30.
Well, it isn't a very nice way for old friends to part. We are old friends, aren't we?
Yes.
But you never wanted to see me again. I'm terribly fond of you, my dear. You don't mind my saying that, do you? When you're as old as I am, you haven't got much time to waste. You just say things right out. Anne Terry. That's your name, isn't it? Anne Terry. I like it.
How long have you known?
Since the second day. Since the first time Williams drove you home.
Oh, the chauffeur.
He's been with me for years. I'm afraid some of my habits have rubbed off on him. He keeps a little black book. Now then... You know, it was to have been your party tonight.
I couldn't do it. I tried to, but at the last minute, I couldn't do that to Junior.
Do what to him? Give him the greatest break in his life?
Oh, but he doesn't even know that I exist. He's in love with Gloria Pennington, and I'm just somebody he hired to do a job.
You're in love with him?
In love? Why, I've hardly even talked to him.
You don't have to talk. You kissed him, didn't you?
I most certainly did not. He kissed me.
Well, from where I was sitting, you didn't seem to object. I could see the goosebumps right across the room.
Oh, that's ridiculous. The minute he finds out you know the truth, he'll bring Gloria from the hotel and...
Anne, you in there? It's me, Junior.
It's Junior. Mr. Redding, it's Junior.
I know. I've got ears. Look, I don't want him to see me here. Where can I...
Behind that screen, quick. Junior, what in the world?
Heaven, I caught you in time.
Caught me?
Roberts told me you were going away. Anne, you can't. You've got to come back home with
him.
It's Father. He's had another attack. All the excitement, he may be dying. You can't refuse the last request.
Request?
He's asking for you. He wants to see you. He likes you, Anne. He's
crazy about you.
Exactly what I've been telling her myself.
Dad.
My boy, I've always said there's a time to lie and a time to tell the truth. At the moment, the truth is definitely indicated.
Oh, Dad, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything, you fool. Kiss her.
Oh, gee.
Junior, darling.
That's nice. Goosebumps again.
Junior, tell me, when did you know?
Right from the minute I saw you, I guess. But it didn't hit me till I kissed you.
Kiss me again.
Now we're getting somewhere. Junior, what about your fiancée, the one at the hotel?
She isn't my fiancée anymore, and she isn't at the hotel. She just left for Mexico.
Good.
Then we can all go back to the party, and I get to play for Stokowski after all. Shall we go along, Dad?
Have to wait for Williams to get back, dear. I sent him on a little errand, rather important.
Darling, when he brings that brandy, I'm going to take it and throw...
Who said anything about brandy? The fact is, he's getting me a refill on my pills.
Your pills? Dad, are you sure you're feeling all right?
Never felt better in my life.
But, darling, those pills.
For Dr. Harvey. When he hears the news, he'll fall flat on his face.
You have just heard the Stars in the Air production of It Started with Eve, starring Robert Stack, Vanessa Brown, and Charles Coburn. And here are all three of them now, back for a final and well-deserved bow.
Thank you, my boy. But let's save all the bows for the Motion Picture Country House and Hospital, which this radio program helps to support. It's really a great cause, and I'm sure we're all happy to help to find work by being here tonight. Am I right, kids?
Absolutely, Mr. Coburn. And it's nice to know that so many others are helping, too. Everyone in Hollywood is joining forces to make this one of the brightest half hours of the week.
That's right, Vanessa. Next week's show is typical. It's a honey.
Really? Tell us about it, Bob.
Not me. That's Johnny Jacobs' job.
And that's a cue if I ever heard one. Okay, Junior, grab your gal and let's beat it, eh?
Right. Good night, everybody, and thanks.
Thanks again. Good night.
Next week, for a change of mood, one of the most beautiful stories ever brought to the screen, when Stars in the Air will present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's unforgettable picture, The Yearling. It's a story that will tug at your heart, the deeply moving record of a boy who grew up and a man and a woman who wrested a home from the wilderness. And listen to this. Gregory Peck will play his original role, co-starring with Gene Hagen. Remember, next Thursday night at the same time, Gregory Peck and Gene Hagen in The Yearling. Be sure to listen. It Started with Eve was presented through the courtesy of Universal International Pictures, now releasing Meet Danny Wilson, starring Frank Sinatra, Shelley Winters, and Alex Nichol. Charles Coburn will next be seen in Has Anybody Seen My Gal?, a Universal International Technicolor production, co-starring Piper Laurie and Rock Hudson. Vanessa Brown will soon be seen in United Artists' production, The Fighter. Robert Stack is currently being seen in The Bullfighter and the Lady. Herb Butterfield played the part of the Doctor tonight. Also heard were Paul Dubov, Margaret Brayton, and Fred Shields. Stars in the Air was transcribed in Hollywood. Two of our CBS radio gals are at opposite extremes intellectually. Marie Wilson is empty-headed My Friend Irma, and Eve Arden is English teaching Our Miss Brooks. But in spite of this difference, Irma Peterson and Connie Brooks have two things in common. They're both funny, and they're both yours to laugh at on most of these same CBS radio stations Sunday evening. Enjoy them both this Sunday night. This is John Jacobs.
And remember, you're invited to Art Linkletter's House Party, Monday through Friday in the daytime on the CBS Radio Network.